You know, it's both funny and amazing how certain people, especially those who we can call narcissists, operate. They always seem to make the wrong choices, leaning toward negativity and selfishness. It's like they've decided to embrace a darker side of life. These people, they think they're smarter than everyone else, living in their own little world. A world that doesn't even exist. The more intelligent you are, the more they underestimate you. It's actually kind of ridiculous. They believe you don't notice them watching you or trying to manipulate situations. But let me tell you, I can see it from a mile away. I can sense what people think and feel about me just by the way they act around me. When I walk into a room, I already know where we stand without anyone saying a word. That's how tuned in I am. You can't hide your true self from me. It'll reveal itself whether you like it or not. Some people might be good at pretending for a while, putting on a front. But even with those people, I can sense that something isn't right. It just takes a bit more time to confirm what I already suspect. And just because someone seems a little nervous or awkward when you first meet them, doesn't mean they're being fake. That's a different thing entirely. But the more time you spend around these types of people, the clearer it becomes who they really are. Eventually, their true selves will come to the surface. You just have to be patient and pay attention, and soon enough, you'll see their true colors. This is how people like that operate. They don't realize just how much you know. They think you're unaware of how closely they watch you, how much they try to figure you out. But you see through it all. You can't fool someone who is chosen. They don't recognize you as one of the chosen ones. Sure, they might think you're talented or gifted, but they don't see the full picture of who you truly are and all the incredible things you carry within you. Their egos get in the way of that understanding. They can't see you for who you really are because their pride won't let them. Deep down, they want to be like you, and that makes it even harder for them to accept your greatness. This creates a wall between you and them, preventing any real connection. You can't get close to someone who envies you. That kind of relationship is built on shaky ground. For a relationship to thrive, there can't be any ego or jealousy involved. It has to be based on mutual respect, where both people feel comfortable being honest and open. If someone can't have those deeper, real conversations with you, they're not someone you should trust. Have you ever noticed that the more real you get with certain people, the more uncomfortable or bitter they become? I've seen it time and time again. When you start talking about meaningful things, these people tend to back off. They don't want to engage with deeper topics. They prefer to stay wrapped up in their own egos, focusing only on themselves. And the ironic part, sometimes they'll project that onto you. They might think you're the one with the big ego simply because you're doing well, looking good, and succeeding. It's easier for them to label you than to confront their own insecurities. They say, oh, he's doing this, or she's doing that. And it's honestly funny because none of it's true. You're actually a good person, and if you're reading this, maybe you've been through something similar. I know I've dealt with things like this. Some of you can probably relate. We all have our own lives, our own bodies, and we all have the ability to be healthy, look good, and do well in life. When you're doing your best, living the way you're meant to, with what you've been given, people might misinterpret that as you having a big ego. Just because you're doing well, suddenly they think you're full of yourself. But that's not the case. Having a big ego means living in a false reality, and there's nothing fake about what you're doing. In fact, I rarely ever talk about my accomplishments. Sure, I could brag about the things I've achieved, but I choose not to. It's not necessary. You don't need to constantly bring up what you've done. It can even block your blessings if you focus too much on it. If someone asks, sure, you can share something positive, but going on about your achievements all the time, it's pointless. You'll notice that the people who are genuinely working on themselves every day don't feel the need to talk about their accomplishments. They just keep improving and moving forward. Meanwhile, others who aren't doing the same may try to bring you down, accusing you of having a big ego. But really, that's just their way of defending themselves, because deep down, they're jealous. They don't want to admit they're envious, but they are. Some of you might have heard this kind of thing more when you were younger, maybe around 18 or 19, when your ego might have been at its biggest. But now, it's clear, they're projecting their own insecurities onto you. You probably outgrew that phase quickly. Your ego was likely at its peak around 18 or 19, maybe even a little at 20. It's not about sugarcoating anything. It probably wasn't even that big. You were just young and felt like you had something to prove. After going through some tough experiences, you started maturing fast. Back then, the mentality might have been, I'll show them, and you may have carried a bit of a chip on your shoulder. It wasn't about having an out-of-control ego, but more about proving yourself. At the time, you probably didn't force your pride onto anyone else, but you definitely had a lot of it. Some of you might still carry a bit of that pride today, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. We all have some pride in ourselves. The important part is keeping it balanced. You take pride in yourself and what you do, but you've learned to control it. Being self-aware and managing your actions is key. You've figured out how to behave, how to handle situations in a healthy way, and that's what truly matters. Pride isn't the issue as long as you know how to keep it in check. Being a little selfish is necessary in life, but there's a line between healthy pride and letting your ego take over. It's important to know where that boundary is. The problem is, people sometimes throw fake accusations at you, saying you have an ego just to make you question yourself. It's their way of trying to knock you off balance. They'll try to convince you that you're the one with the ego, when in reality, you're probably the most humble person in the room. The truth is, you've just put in the hard work. They confuse your confidence with arrogance because they haven't done the same. Having done the work doesn't mean you have a big ego. It means you've earned your place. But some people, instead of owning their own shortcomings, would rather project their insecurities onto you. These types of people, the ones who've never really accomplished anything themselves, are often the ones with the biggest egos. They project their own insecurities onto others, trying to make you look bad while they've done nothing worth mentioning. It's funny because they spend so much time watching you, almost like they're stalking you, trying to figure out how you move and succeed. Yet they still throw out false narratives, spreading lies about you to others. Some of you might have had people slander your name for years, and it's something you've probably learned to live with. In the end, people will believe what they want, and they'll talk behind your back when you're not around to defend yourself. You can't control what others say, and it's impossible to correct every misconception. But here's the real question. If someone is quick to believe negative things about you without ever taking the time to check in or get to know you, are they really worth your concern? Most likely, they're not worth your time or energy. Focusing on those who genuinely know and appreciate you is far more valuable. It's sad but true. Sometimes the people you've done the most for will be the first to turn on you. You could treat them like gold, go above and beyond for them, and yet they'll still find a way to shade you. You could feed them five-star meals every day, cater to their needs, and they'd still talk behind your back. That's why you have to be cautious with these types of people. They're not genuine, and they're not worth your trust. They're the ones full of themselves, the ones with the inflated egos. They manipulate, deceive, and act like they're better than everyone else, all while hiding their own insecurities. Keep your guard up around them. They try to push their way, acting like they have some kind of superiority. But it's all false. Real strength, real superiority, comes from within. It's about being the best version of yourself, not being better than others.